It's Wednesday afternoon at 4:30. You're in metropolitan Indianapolis, and you're tuned to 91.9 FM. WITT, the home of unpredictable music most of the time, and the Indy's Trusted Servant Show at 4:30 Wednesdays. So you're tuned to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indy's Trusted Servant. What's Indy's Trusted Servant? Well, I do customer service training and keynote speaking about customer service. It's all about the culture of the organization. I learned all of that at the elbow of the late Joe O'Malley, my father, from the time I was 9 years old on. If you want to learn more about that, give me a call at 317-413-9062. What's the Indy's Trusted Servant Show? I like to describe it as lively, local, small biz and community talk where you can feel the pulse of Indy. And today my guest is a good friend and about as small a businessman as you can find, a true entrepreneur, Dr. Ted Quackenbush of Quackenbush Masseurs on Monument Circle. Ted, welcome to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show.
Thank you, Danny.
It's great to have you. I always have my guest, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the business, tell the folks how you became Dr. Ted Quackenbush and own Quackenbush Masseurs, and how old is Quackenbush Masseurs?
I've been in business now for 42 years. And
don't look old enough.
So since 1978, and I'm a graduate of Indiana University. And
where'd you grow up, Ted?
French Lick, Indiana.
Okay.
And one summer I was working at the French Lick Resort Spa. Started out as an attendant, and just didn't know at the time, didn't know this was going to evolve. But I then was working with a massage therapist and a guy that was probably close to 80, and I had several massages from him, and I really liked how he did it and his approach. And so he started working with me, training me. I'm not really quite sure how that came about, but we did it. And before I went back to school that fall at IU, he had worked with me, trained with me. So I've never gone to a massage therapy school for this type of work. As I look back on it, I think if you got some technique and just instinctual type of things, you can make it work.
Yeah, and yet you're a doctor, right?
That's a nickname.
Okay, gotcha. And you describe yourself as a massage therapist,
uh-huh.
Right?
And the business name is Quackenbush Masseurs. Back when I gave it that name, the masseur part applies to working as a male massage therapist. And a masseuse was a female massage therapist.
Right. So thanks for clearing that up for some of our listeners.
So back then, that was kind of the word that you would be using. In today's world, you know, collectively, it's called massage therapist.
Yeah.
And
but that's been your business name all along.
Correct.
Did you start the business right out of IU or what?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And
here in downtown?
I started initially in Bloomington.
Okay.
And then I did bring it to Indianapolis.
How long ago?
Here in Indianapolis since 1980.
Oh, 40 years here in Indianapolis. Were you always on the circle?
No. Originally, I was at the athletic club.
Okay.
And from there, I went over to the Gold Building.
Okay, right across from Market Square.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And from there, Tommy McGowan came to me and said, well, you know, I think it'd be nice. We have a building there on 30 South Meridian. And so I moved over there.
Maybe that's where I visited you once. That's where that seafood restaurant is. Okay, so you've moved on to the circle since then.
So I was there. I was at Kite's property probably for, I don't know, 14 years. And then I moved. I'm a member of the Columbia Club. So they have a limited amount of office space for those that want it.
And so you're in the Columbia Club.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I wondered what 121 was on the circle. It's the Columbia Club.
And
okay.
So I then moved my office over there, and I like it. The other locations I've had, I never had a window.
I remember that from visiting.
I was always, you know, it's like any business. You try to cut corners financially.
Absolutely.
And in my line of work, people, for the most part, really don't care that you have a window.
They're not there that long.
Yeah.
All right?
It's probably more about me running the window.
Exactly.
So anyway, that's what happened there. And
how long have you been on the Circle now?
Let's see. 8 years.
Okay, so it's that long ago that I visited you over by the in the Ocean Air building. In both cases, you were up off the street several stories.
Yeah, well, right? When I was in the gold building, I was in the basement.
Okay.
In fact, are you familiar with the building?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a segment or a walkway that goes from the basement over to the city market.
Yep, yep.
Where there used to be like a health food store.
Yep.
That's where the connection.
So you've never desired to be right at street level necessarily.
No. In fact, I would not want to be at street level.
Well, especially now.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many clients would you say you've got?
Hundreds.
Hundreds of clients.
And when I say hundreds, some people I see once a year, twice a year, you know, that kind of thing.
Some people once a week,
once
a month.
Exactly.
Right.
And
is it just you still?
I'm the only employee of the company. I subcontract out to other people.
What would you subcontract out?
Like, for example, there are some people that prefer a female massage therapist.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's nothing against me. It's just a preference. And probably if you'd asked me that question 30 years ago, I would have been suspect about why somebody would have wanted a female massage therapist.
Okay.
And I'm not necessarily that way today.
Well, this is going to get a little in the weeds maybe, but what percentage of, was it mostly women that wanted a female massage, 50-50, what?
Most of my clients are male.
I knew that, but not all.
No, right.
Not all.
But there's a segment of male population that prefers a female therapist.
Maybe they've been used to that in the past.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so somebody knows that you are a massage therapist, but they come to you and say, do you know any good females?
Correct.
And you would be glad to recommend somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool. No other employees, though, other than that you might refer somebody
Correct.
Out. Correct. Is there ever a client, let's use the word client, that you can't help, but you think somebody like a chiropractor might help.
Oh,
do you do that kind of stuff too?
Yeah, I have. In fact, there's a couple of chiropractors I'll reference. You know,
and
I guess after having a discussion with a client, between the two of us, we can figure that out. You know.
Yeah. Would you say most of the people that you might refer out have had an injury of some sort, or is it age, and when you refer somebody out, some of them probably keep coming to you as well as go to the other person.
Right.
Some of them might just go to the other
because
you haven't been able to help them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I tell you, the clients that I've had probably more or less from the very beginning, 1980, I've got clients that date back that far.
That's cool.
And it's a lifestyle type of thing.
Sure, sure.
And it's not only what I do, but the way they eat, the way they exercise. You know, that kind of thing.
So you can make recommendations along those lines aside from the... Okay, that's great. Well, we've hit a break point in our show for today with Dr. Ted Quackenbush of Quackenbush Masseurs. That's a mouthful, by the way, to say on the air. In the Columbia Club on Monument Circle, fifth floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back to Ted, and we're going to talk a little bit about how... both COVID and the vandalism in downtown Indianapolis have impacted yet another business in Indianapolis. But before we do that, we want to thank our host for the studio and thank our annual sponsor, Cathedral High School. Our hosts for the studio are Paul and Suzanne and their very busy staff here at My Pet Carnivore, a pet food warehouse on South Shelby Street in Fountain Square, where Paul and Suzanne and their really busy staff... they distribute healthy frozen dog and cat food to dog and cat food owners in 48 states. And I'm telling you, this place is busy. And we also want to thank our underwriter, Cathedral High School, which is having their annual open house come up. And if you have a student in 5th through 8th grade, Make sure you mark your calendar for Cathedral High School's virtual, first ever virtual open house, Thursday, November 12th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Enjoy the sights and sounds of Cathedral's sprawling 40-acre campus as you experience Cathedral virtually. The event will include questions and answers, panels, performances from, musicians and actors and actresses and other people, speech kids and so forth, testimonials and giveaways. Greatness is calling. So register today at gocathedral.com/openhouse. One word, an open house. Once again, gocathedral.com/openhouse. And as I've said since 1958, go Irish. Now, back to Dr. Ted Quackenbush. Oh, we want to mention next week's guest. It'll be Jim Morgan, who helps seniors. His company is called Caring Transitions, but he's going to talk more about a new initiative that's a spinoff of his company called Life's Copilot. And it's all about helping seniors prepare for that next step in life's journeys. As many of you who listen to the show regularly know, I like to do a lot of stuff on seniors because I'm a senior myself. Back to Dr. Ted Quackenbush of Quackenbush Masseurs. So you're a one-man show, but you do refer people to such people as female massage therapists, maybe chiropractors and other people who can supplement your services. So have you been affected by COVID, and then have you been affected additionally by the kind of closing up of downtown Indianapolis, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, I was closed as a business from about the 23rd of March and reopened the 9th of June.
Closed. Now, did you close yourself, or were you forced to close, or
I
both?
I was forced.
Right, right.
And I didn't want to rock the ship, you know.
Sure.
There were
sure.
people that were willing to do otherwise, but it wasn't worth it.
Were people calling you and bugging you and saying,
a little bit,
can we sneak one in?
Yeah.
And did anybody get mad that you wouldn't do it?
No.
That's good. That's good. So since you opened back June 23rd, that's well after
the 9th of June.
That's after the vandalism and so forth.
Correct.
Started shutting things down in downtown Indianapolis. Has it been difficult for you? Now, you're not at street level.
Right.
And your customers are used to coming on upstairs and making appointments, I take it.
Yeah.
So have you been negatively impacted beyond reopening?
The only way that I've been affected is hotel calls. The largest hotel in Indiana is the JW Marriott. And
they send people to you.
Or I go to them.
Ah, okay. You can go to the hotel and do your business.
In fact, the JW Marriott has a couple of rooms that have massage tables in there. All I got to do is physically show up.
You didn't have to make a reservation?
Well, no, there's reservations, but as far as the facility is already there for
it's
me.
All there for, so you don't have to bring anything from
Correct.
Your place to there.
But I do physically tote and bring a table to different places where there's not that scenario.
Yeah.
And
so is that business shut down entirely?
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
The only reverse to that whole thing is that some of those folks that are staying in other hotels, they're physically coming to me now because I just don't want to. At this particular time, I don't want to go out. And I do house calls, and this is with people that I've known for years.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Is there a geographic boundary for your house calls? Give us the general.
Oh,
you wouldn't go to South Bend or anything.
No, but I tell you, corporate-wise, I go to Fort Wayne. I go to St. Louis.
To do more than one individual.
Oh, yeah. When I go to like those calls, it's usually for a day.
Okay. Sometimes, sure, sure.
Sometimes for twice a day.
Was that going on before all the COVID and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting.
And that really hasn't, so far, has not been affected.
So how did you make a connection with somebody in, say, St. Louis? They've got massage therapists in St. Louis. Why would they want to come all the way over there?
They have been in Indianapolis. And
maybe stayed in a hotel. Maybe?
Yeah, and we made a connection.
Okay.
And they like how I did things.
Yeah.
And
okay.
they you know, It's kind of like when I came here today to talk with you. I was early.
You were. And, you were even before me.
Yeah, and I think that's that says a lot about anything. And not only am I early, I follow through with what I'm say what I'm going to do. You know,
you're getting into some customer service stuff here, right?
Yeah.
Do what you say you're going to do. Right.
People,
all the time.
A lot of times people will not say anything to you about those kind of things. But what they will do though is they'll leave.
They'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's some really good stuff. No wonder you like O'Malley's so much.
Yeah, I don't like surprises, and when you guys had your grocery store, you guys went well beyond the call of duty of how you did things. We know we used the one there on 56th Street.
Oh, I figured you'd use downtown
And downtown too.
Right.
And my mother, when she was alive, she was living in French Lick. When she would come, my brother live in Brendanwood. And
he'd take stuff down to her.
Oh, and she liked visiting that store, and just how you did things there.
Well, that's always heartwarming to hear. We hear that all the time, and it's always good to talk to somebody who's in business and tries to do things kind of the same way as you were talking. Another question: how do you charge? I mean, is it per appointment, or is it like you can get a half an hour appointment, an hour appointment? How's that
okay.
work?
I can do a half an hour. There's half an hour and a half, 2 hours. I've got a couple different people doing a 2.5 hour session.
Well, that sounds like a long time.
But, you know, I've been at this long enough. It's not taxing on me personally. I know how to make that work over a course of time. Very few people get half-hour sessions. I'd say the average person will get at least an hour. Most of them will probably get an hour and a half.
And usually nothing under a half hour.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only time I do anything less than a half an hour is if I do a corporate call, and the employer wants me to do 15 or 20 minutes per employee.
Okay. Wow. So since you've reopened, mm-hmm. other than the hotel sending you business, because they don't have any
right.
business, your regular clientele that visit you or whose homes you visit here in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. you've gotten it all back.
Yeah, I have.
Well, that's great. You don't talk to very many business people that can say that, right?
Yeah. The only thing I can tell you is that there's and these are not necessarily clients of mine, but just a concept of downtown right now with the what had happened with the looting. I think that, you know, I've been around downtown long enough to what's going on right now, it's worse than what it has been. But I don't see this as the benchmark of what's going to be in place even a year from now, you know?
Are you more optimistic?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think downtown will rebound again, you know?
Well, that was going to be my next question for you, but let's take our next underwriter break,
sure.
And then I'll come back to that question because that's a really, really important. And it's good to get a perspective not only from Ted, one businessman, but the other business people he's talking to, including his clients, okay, maybe members of the Columbia Club and other things. So you're listening to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show on 91.9 FM. Listen Wednesdays at 4:30 for lively local small biz and community talk here on 91.9 FM WITT. We want to thank the host for our studio here in Fountain Square, and that is My Pet Carnivore, a pet food distribution warehouse on Shelby Street in Fountain Square, where Paul and Suzanne and their very busy staff distribute healthy frozen pet food, mostly to dog and cat owners, to pet owners only in 48 states. So basically, looking around how busy this place is and knowing they're in 48 states, this stuff must really be good. So hats off to My Pet Carnivore and thanks. Next week's guest will be... Oh, before I do next week's guest, let me tell you about our underwriter, and that is my alma mater, Cathedral High School. If you have a student in 5th through 8th grade, mark your calendar for Cathedral High School's virtual open house, first ever. Thursday, November 12th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Enjoy the sights and sounds of our sprawling 40-acre campus as you experience Cathedral virtually. The event will include Q&A panels, performances by some of our talented actors and actresses and musicians and speakers and so forth, testimonials and giveaways. Greatness is calling, so register today at gocathedral.com/openhouse. As I've said since 1958, go Irish. Next week's guest will be Jim Morgan, and his company is Caring Transitions. It's another of my efforts to inform seniors about some of the choices they can make. And as an adjunct to Caring Transitions, Jim has started a new program called Life's Co-Pilot that I'm dying to hear more about. So we'll look forward to seeing you next week. And back to Dr. Ted Quackenbush of Quackenbush Masseurs in the Columbia Club. I'm not going to say on the circle or 121 a monument circle. I'm going to say in the Columbia Club. I think people know what that is. We were just talking about what you see as the future and what you're hearing from clients and maybe fellow Columbia Club members about where we go from here. Downtown's pretty well shut out, and the convention business and the hotel business and the restaurant, well, the restaurant business is maybe half back, right? But the other stuff is still shut down. What's the tenor of the folks that are downtown that you talk to, and how do you feel?
I guess I'll just reflect on how I feel about it. I feel like the mayor of Indianapolis has kind of dropped the ball. He hasn't responded to the issues that he needed to. And
couldn't agree more.
I mean, I like Joe and everything, but it was looting and it was illegal stuff.
Yep, and damage. And
yeah, I have no problem with demonstrators or anything like that, and that's just part of the whole thing.
Okay, so what are you hearing from other folks though? How are their businesses been affected?
Yeah.
Maybe if you've got a group of clients that are restaurateurs or whatever.
Well, yeah. Well, I can tell you, like at the Columbia Club, for example.
Talk about that.
We used to have a staff of over 100. Now we're working with about 26.
Wow.
And it's mainly managers. And sometimes those managers are expected to do
double duty, triple duty.
Do roles that they wouldn't have done before.
Yep. Yeah,
and so with all that said, when you have to space tables apart and all this kind of stuff, you're working with less amount of people, and so
less amount of customers,
yeah.
And employees,
yeah.
Right. So let's just take Columbia Club at one time had 100 employees. They're down to 26. It's probably not good for the state of mind of those 26. Much less the 74 that don't have jobs anymore.
Right.
But do you see, you say, you think maybe a year from now things will be back to normal? Do you see a place like the Columbia Club being back to near 100 a year from now?
Yeah.
Do you think?
I do, because one of the things that the club is a moneymaker for it is they have a lot of weddings there.
Mm-hmm.
And while there's been some postponements, there's still some on the books for this year. And they've obviously had to cookie cutter how they do it, so that if they were wanting 200 guests, they may be down to 120 or
something, kind
of thing. So it hurts them and hurts the club, you know, in that sense.
Yeah, I guess you could. Weddings are a good thing to mention in terms of a place like the Columbia Club. I had a real small wedding venue guy from Shelbyville on the store show a couple weeks ago, and he had just done his first wedding since all of this.
Okay.
My guess is, on the upside, when things do loosen up, there's going to be more weddings than these places can handle, because there's been such a delay in that.
Yeah.
I guess that's something to hope for.
And I think, I think some people are probably doing more outdoor stuff, you know?
Right. In fact, this wedding was outdoors, but then we're going to hit winter, and you're not going to be able to do that.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So hopefully, by the time you can't do that, you'll be able to do some stuff at the Indiana Roof or the Columbia Club or the Hilton or wherever the heck it is, right?
I know.
Hopefully there'll be some built-up business that will come back forward.
You know, like the ISO, their shows are not happening
oh.
this fall and winter, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, gosh, to think about if the Big Ten doesn't play football, there's no Big Ten championship at Lucas Oil. If they don't play basketball, there's no NCAA Final Four. We saw the 500 yesterday. And while the restaurants and Speedway were doing business, they weren't doing business like they normally would, right?
Yeah.
And then back to the hotels downtown and all of that. And I guess we can only just hope and pray that before next race season comes around, all that stuff's back and up and running, right? What do you hear from your clients? I mean, they're probably all kinds of business people.
Yeah. I would say that most of my clients, they've had to maybe lay some people off. Other than that, they can weather the storm because they've been in business for quite a while.
Have you had any clients that have lost their business or any
have
friends?
Have
not. None. Okay. That's encouraging. What do you know anything about what restaurants downtown might or might not be reopening?
Well, you know, Morton's, they closed.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
And then
we might have had one too many fancy steakhouses downtown anyway, maybe.
And that other steakhouse there at the corner of Market and Illinois Street.
Fogo de Chao?
No, it had opened up about 3 or 4 years ago there at the Illinois building. There at the corner of Market and Illinois, south east
corner.
Trying
to think what that is.
You remember, I used to have a food court in that building years ago, and you know it was a bunch of fast food stuff. Anyway,
right across
from TJ Maxx.
Yeah, okay.
And of course, TJ Maxx is closed because they were looted.
Yeah, yeah. Have any of the looted businesses, not talking restaurants so much as clothing stores or whatever, have those opened at all?
Yeah, I do some banking with Huntington Bank. They were, you know, more or less torched in there, and they reopened there in the last
one on Penn.
Yeah,
and, can you walk into Huntington Bank?
Can
yeah, okay, because yeah. My PNC branch, you can only walk in with an appointment up in Carmel.
Okay,
you can walk into the Huntington.
Yeah, you
branch?
Don't need an appointment.
Well, that's good to hear.
And right across the street, National Bank of Indianapolis, they were hit.
Are they reopened?
They have, and you don't need an appointment to go in there either.
What do you see about foot traffic downtown compared to, say, a couple months ago? A lot less?
Yeah, more people are still working remotely from home, and that has nothing to do with the looting downtown.
It
has to do with
the COVID. What about, and we're going to run out of time pretty quick, but one other question. Have they cleaned up the circle yet?
Yes and no. it's an ongoing thing. You'll see the city of Indianapolis with power washes out there every day.
And you see business people out there cleaning up, too.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know.
The homeless are still hanging around and sleeping on the circle?
Yeah.
That's tough.
And and drugs have been brought into it, too. Some kind of cheap drugs that they can afford, you know.
Yeah, that's tough. And do you feel safe?
Yeah.
You live downtown?
No, I live out on the west side in Eagle Creek.
Okay, okay. Your car hadn't been vandalized?
No. I tell you, though, in the years I've been downtown, my car has been vandalized, but nothing here during this.
Not now?
No.
Okay. Well, Dr. Ted Quackenbush, Quackenbush Masseurs, tell us how to get a hold of you if you want to do some massage.
Okay. My telephone number is 317-635-3920.
Okay, we want to thank Dr. Ted for being here. We want to thank our underwriter, Cathedral High School. And the name of that steakhouse is the Hyde Park Steakhouse.
Okay.
Is it still there? It just opened, right? We don't know. It's closed already. Good Lord Almighty.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one we were talking about.
Okay, and don't forget tonight, Indiana Nocturne at 6 p.m. with John Raybould and Russ Dodge. Have a great tribute to Stevie Ray Vaughan on the 30th anniversary of his untimely death in a helicopter crash. See you next week on the Indy's Trusted Servant Show with Jim Morgan of Life's Co-Pilot.
Thanks, Dan.